Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, start off by saying it's been a few weeks. I kind of took a hiatus, and the main reasoning is because I was kind of waiting until I got closer to my 2-year soberversary to make a podcast, because I kind of wanted to build up the emotional steam, so to speak. And by that, I mean, last week I did an interview with Cher, the podcast that's done by Omar, who's such an amazing inspiration of how to do a podcast and to like dive right into making podcasts. And it was such an honor to be on his podcast, which will air in February or late January, he said. So that was like this whole new experience. I have done another podcast interview when I was about 60 days sober, and it was for a recovery in elevator. So it was just kind of like, it was nice to be interviewed almost, to kind of learn from them, hear his take on it. And he's such a smooth interviewer. So yeah, what an amazing experience. But anywho, so on today's podcast, as I just mentioned, I'm about 2 days away from hitting my 2-year soberversary. And this is kind of weekend, December 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's kind of a painful weekend for me because this weekend, essentially, it wasn't a weekend 2 years ago, but these days leading up to December 11th, my anniversary date, were rough. I had went on a bender. And so on today's episode, I kind of wanted to take example from a 12-step program, which is what I follow, and kind of just do what they do. Because for me, as part of my recovery and what works for me, and it's all I can say is this is my experience, is I need to reflect and remember where I started from, that bottom, and that I had to climb out of, so that I never forget that. Because it's important to remember, to accept, to forgive. Because if I ever forget that, then I might forget other things too. And I cannot forget those things. I have to remember that I'm an alcoholic. I might be in recovery, but I'm still an alcoholic. That ism is still there. It will be there for the rest of my life. So December 8th, 9th, 10th, I started on a 3-day bender. December 5th kind of like was my triggering moment. After having a few relapses, I was kind of sober. But on December 5th was a holiday party. And I went to the party with my husband sober, and I was there and I was watching everybody drink and be jolly and have a great time. And I wanted that experience. I wanted to be like them. But what I know now is I can never be that way. I can't have just one drink. I can't have even just 2 drinks. There's not enough alcohol for me. 1 is never enough and 2 is too many. Well, 1 is too many as well. So yeah, that was kind of just like my thought process of that night. Went home, struggled, ended up drinking, and then I kind of kept it like on the down low as much as possible, which means not at all. And then I don't know, I just got set off because it built up. Whatever reasoning is, started drinking on December 8th of 2015, and I drank nonstop until December, the night of December 10th, which is when I hit my bottom. It was painful. It was emotional. My husband was going to divorce me. He had already told me during that time period that he was just tired of being on the emotional destructive train of an alcoholic, or of living with an alcoholic. To this day, it is still painful to reflect that, because it's not an easy thing. And that's a great thing, because if it was easy, it would not have got me to my bottom. I would not have found a bottom. It was painful. It was emotionally bankrupting. It was enough to help me stop drinking. And for that, I will always be grateful. It's probably the weirdest thing to say, but it is what it is. And I'm okay with that. So I hit my bottom. December 10th was the last day I drank, and that day was the first day I went to AA, and I drank before and after the meeting, and I thought I was so clever because nobody knew, but of course they knew. Like, that's my thinking. Like, you think you're invincible and arrogant and you're like the best thing, but in reality, you're just a sick person, and that's okay. We're all sick people that are fighting for recovery. You may not do a 12-step program. You may do multiple 12-step programs. The point is, we're all sick and we're just trying to find some way to get better. Lucky for me, I got, hit that bottom. And I've been sober ever since. It has not been easy. The first year I felt like it was kind of easy because I had that desperation going and it just kept me going all year long. I moved from San Francisco to SoCal. I like got a foundation going. I built a group with accountability partners, friends, family, a tribe. I met real life friends, and now to this day, I'm just blessed to be in recovery, working a program, having friends, having a life, because those things I didn't have when I was drinking. Looking back, I can't say that I had a single friend when I was drinking. I had people that I knew. I had people that I talked to, but it was very surface level just to say hello because I couldn't form relationships with anybody else because I didn't have one with myself. I didn't know who I was. And even to this day, I can't say 100% I know who I am because I'm still learning myself. I drank for 10, 11 years, and now I've been sober almost 2 years. So I can't expect to learn what I lost in 11 years in 2 years. It takes time and patience. And you know what? I've learned more in these past 2 years about myself than I could possibly imagine. That's what being in recovery means. It means I'm learning who I am as a person. I'm learning how I respond to people. I'm learning how to be a good mom, a good human, a good woman. I'm learning how to be kind and generous and have dignity and worth. I'm learning all these things and I learn something new every day. So if a person were to ask, what has being in recovery given me? I would have to say it's given me my life. It's given me the ability to feel, laugh, love, be kind, caring, dignified, to set good examples and to show my kids, my family, everybody that just because I'm an alcoholic doesn't mean my life is over. I'm an alcoholic. My life is just beginning. I'm in recovery. And that means if I'm willing and able and listening to whatever I may believe in, then I can keep being open and honest and following the path that's put before me. So that's pretty much all I have for today's episode. Kind of short and sweet. I am setting up a few interviews and I hope to get those to you guys soon. On that note, hope you guys are surviving December. It is the holiday season. As you just heard, one of my worst relapses that led me to my bottom was by going to a holiday party. If you have to go, which it's your choice, no boundaries and all those things. My biggest suggestion that I've heard over and over again in accountability groups is when you go to that party, either bring your own drink or go get your own non-alcoholic drink, put it in your hand and carry that thing around with you. Imagine it's your shield and it is shielding you from people offering drinks, from people asking you what you want to drink, from people just bringing you drinks. It's keeps you from walk back and forth to get more drinks because you have that drink in your hand. You don't even have to drink it. Just have it like a shield because then you don't have to think about it. You have your weapon. You have your shield, whatever you want to call it in your head to help make it easier. Have your conversation starter and you don't have to worry about turning down drinks or explaining why you're not drinking. Hope you guys have a good one. Thanks for listening.